Did you want to see me, dear?
Miss Evers, we won't do any more work this evening. Please find Crane and tell him that I'd like to speak to him here in about 15 minutes.
Yes, Mr. Ward. Well, what did you want to see me about?
Well, what have you got to say for yourself?
What are you talking about?
Don't pull that innocent stuff. We've been married 15 years. I know you too well.
Oh, Peter, you wouldn't be happy unless you found something to bawl me out about a couple of times every day, would you?
What do you expect me to do? Compliment you for running around after that Crane boy? Throwing yourself at him? Making me ridiculous in the eyes of our guests?
How dare you insult me by making such a ridiculous statement?
The truth is an insult all the worse for you. No, you don't. You're going to stay right here until we get this matter threshed out.
I hate you.
That's got nothing to do with the case. What I want to know is this. What's the idea of you and Crane doing a Romeo and Juliet in my house, under my very nose?
Oh, Peter, don't be ridiculous. Don't make a fool of yourself.
Oh, so that's your attitude, eh? Well, I'll fix you, and I'll make it hot for him. I'll pull the cork, and your little boyfriend land in Sing Sing.
Sing Sing? What are you talking about? What has Jim Crane done that you could send him to prison?
Oh, yes? Well, you'll soon find out. He'll have a lot to explain.
Oh, as usual, you're trying to scare me with some of your childish prattle.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You're old enough to be his mother.
You brute. You liar.
No, he's only amusing himself with you. He can't possibly care anything about you.
Oh, he can't, eh? Just because I'm not charming to you any longer is no sign that all men are blind. Not only that, but I haven't been flirting with him. Not nearly so much as Gertrude and Grace have done.
You needn't make a fool of yourself just because your friends do.
And let me tell you something else. If you don't stop being so insanely jealous, and if you don't stop bawling me out, and if you don't stop making these ridiculous statements, I'll show you whether he cares about me or not. I'll give you some real reason to be jealous.
Be your age, Doris.
You beast.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, go to...